This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown Sportscast. My name is Alan West. I'm here with Jack of All Trades, Master of None, host of Sports Fit, Bob Alves. How are we doing, sir?
I even have my shirt on tonight. Well, I have my shirt on every week with this shirt.
I can't see it.
I don't know if you can see it. It says Sports Buffet with Bob Alves.
Oh, nice.
I'm never above self-promotion.
Hey, you know what? I have not. Very nice. There we go. I was waiting to see that. I have not self-promoted my show yet. We'll see what happens. Although, I have noticed that we have gotten some views on YouTube and interesting comments. I mean, hey, you can talk, which is fine. But the thing is, when you're doing the videos that you have on your posts and they're games, that's great. Congratulations. Keep playing your games. Or if you're doing other events, congrats. We're talking about this. If you want to go ahead, you do. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about for sports. Our opinions are, though, not everybody will like our opinions. But that's what makes our opinions great. How do you feel about that, sir?
Oh, I agree with every word. Yeah, I was just letting you have the floor on that one. I agree with every word.
Okay, just because, I mean, while I may not always like the comments, I appreciate them. I look at them, and some of them I got a good what happens just because I know when a lot of people said about Ohio State, some did. I mean, one person did say that teams are going to change every year, which is true. But we're just going to see what happens. I know if Ty was on, I know he would probably have a few words about say number one in the college football playoff rankings, which I know that probably didn't make him very happy. But when you look at the strength schedule compared to Ohio State and Georgia, Ohio State still had the better record for the playoff committee, because I was doing some research on that earlier. And the main thing that Ohio State had that right now has them above Georgia is their wins over Penn State and Notre Dame, being that those two are still in the top 20 for the college. So, what do you think, Bob?
You know, I would still love to see Washington get a little bit of love, but ultimately, I don't know who you're going to bump out. I mean, you know, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Florida State all deserve to be there. And if Washington was there or somebody else is there, then we're having a different discussion of, well, why is Washington there? I mean, Washington's probably the one I'm semi-passionate about, but I'm not going to get in a fist fight with somebody over it. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you got five teams, in my opinion, that are very worthy. I mean, I think once we get six, I think we can, you know, debate a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be interesting because there's a lot of football left and there's a lot of big games left. Mm-hmm. And one of them, you know, maybe even two of them is this week.
Yep. You have Penn State and Michigan State. I know Penn State against Michigan. And it's against Ole Miss, I believe.
Yes, sir.
The top two games that there does. When you look at the rankings, you still have Texas above Alabama, and you had Washington above Oregon. And so, teams credit for that.
And you've got Utah and Washington. Yep, that's right, Utah and Washington this week's a big game, too. Two ranked teams. I mean, if I'm looking at the top 25, just on a quick glance, we've got, let's see, one, two, three. One, two, three. You got four matchups with top 25 teams against one another. So you're going to have at least four top 25 teams lose. I predict you'll have probably at least one more lose, if not two.
I would not be
surprised. I mean, six teams in the top 25 lose.
I mean, it's going to be something, because we're going to want to see how it all turns out. Although the thing that I'm still curious about right now is Michigan, with everything going on with them about the sign stealing, because I know that they did submit the info they asked for. With what's going on with that, I'm waiting to see if Harbaugh does get suspended by the commissioner, because if he does that, not only Michigan congressman, but also the university says any
if Michigan loses to Penn State this week, in my opinion, it will not have anything to do with the sign stealing.
I agree.
I don't think that's a big distraction, to be honest with you.
Well, it was at least enough of a distraction to where the Michigan AD decided not to go to the playoff committee meeting this week.
Well, I don't think it's a distraction for the players on Saturday.
Right now, from what you've been hearing for the players, they have embraced being the villain. The reason why they could take a hit for this is because Harbaugh's watch. I mean, it's for that, unfortunately. And he just...
I mean, I don't think Harbaugh minds playing the role of villain either, though. I don't think he minds this villain stuff with his team, because Jim Harbaugh, to me, is the closest thing to Bill Belichick that you have in college football, even more than Nick Saban, in my opinion. And I think Jim Harbaugh just – I don't want to say eats this up, but I don't think he gives two flips.
He probably doesn't. I mean, think about how he ended the year last year, tried to get an NFL job on that field, then he came back to Michigan, so – I am curious to see if that happens this year or if he tries to go back to the pros again.
I'll go yes.
I'm kind of thinking it's going to lean that way, because I've got a feeling that if something does happen, it's going to make it to where he's going to have to sit out from coaching for a few years. Kind of like what happened to Pete Carroll at USC. I think there's going to be something like that. Although, here's a thing to think about. Even though Michigan, the Congress, wait till the NCAA gets involved, the NCAA a year or two to get involved because of how they are. But when you think about a podcast earlier, on college sports radio, when it came to COVID, who was the one who focused on the football games doing the schedule? Was it the NCAA or the conferences?
You answer. You made the question. You answer.
NCAA didn't have anything to do with it. So for this situation, I know Michigan's worried that the Big Ten's going to be an unprecedented territory. For this, it's got to happen, because if it was just like a few games harmless, it would be. We've got stuff going back a few years.
Jim Harbaugh is a pro coach coaching college. I'm not excusing it, but I don't think at the end of the day that he – I don't think he really cares, I guess would be my point.
I don't think he does either. And I mean, that's why with this, how the scandal's gone down, sure, Stallions resigned, but the damage has already been done. And, well, let's play devil's advocate here. Say this happened in the past few years. They beat Ohio State. Yes, which has been frustrating. But then next level for the playoff, they basically have anything. They've lost. They haven't won. So, I mean,
right.
How Woody and Bo, how you would, and you would try to win the game, and then after all, record sucked. So, I mean, if that's his goal, he's right. Accomplished it 100%. But if he ever wants to do anything more, he is not doing enough. Although, I see fired a defender, Alex Grinch, this week.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he at Oregon before he came to USC?
I want to say you're right. I'm not, you need to have the guru on for that, but I believe you're
true.
Right.
True. Yeah. No, unfortunately, the guru, he's busy today. He was going to come on, but unfortunately, computer issues made it to where he couldn't come on. So, well, definitely, I'm pretty sure that he had been at Oregon.
No, he was at Oklahoma. He was at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All right. I thought he was at, for some reason I thought he was at Oregon.
They both start with Oak. And before Oklahoma, he was at Ohio State.
Okay.
For 1 year.
Well, that explains why I recognize the name, but I mean, unfortunately, he had to go. Because this year and last year, the defense has been the sore spot at USC. And I mean, just how that game ended last week, Williams crying in his mother's arms. Riley was finally to make a change because unlike at Iowa where Kirk Ferentz is having to fire his son here because they can't score to save their lives. U.S. score a lot, but their defense has just been letting them down. And it's frustrating for them, and I hope that the change is going to do well for them, but I'd have to say, Bob, it feels like it's too little too late.
Yeah, I mean, there's still time to get a ship going in Los Angeles, but I don't know how much you get the ship. I mean, the ship ain't going to the national championship. That's for certain. I think Lincoln Riley leaves USC, but only for the right job, aka an NFL job. And I don't know if that's the Oakland Raiders because that's where I have Mr. Harbaugh going.
Maybe if Sean McVay leaves the Rams, maybe he'll go there. You never know.
I mean, I think the dream job is the Dallas Cowboys, but I don't know if I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the circle as much on would Lincoln Riley go to the Rams. I tend to believe no, but stranger things have happened, and you know it's the pros. But I don't think Lincoln Riley is necessarily an LA guy, so I don't know that I would see him transitioning from USC to the Rams. I would see it more from USC to the Cowboys, I think would be the dream job, but I don't know that I can say for certain that this is it for Mike McCarthy.
Okay. Well, I know for the Commanders, odds are this is Ron Rivera's last year, so we're going to see with that. If Eric Bieniemy is going to become a head coach there or if they're going to have somebody else there. So, I mean, they're definitely going to be new head coaches at the end of the year and just trying to play off how that's going to go. But
yeah, I mean it's always fun to have Black Monday, which I think this year will be January the 6th or 7th, I believe. I'd have to look. But you're always gonna see coaches get fired after that last game. Coaches won't come back. I expect that there will probably be at least 4 or 5 openings. On that first, on that Black Monday.
So I've got a question for you, Bob. Do you think Bill Belichick's going to be on that list?
If Bill Belichick's going to be on that list, it's because Bill Belichick puts himself on that list. The man's not getting fired.
Okay.
I think anybody that talks about Bill Belichick getting fired is silly. Monday, January 8th, by the way. Sunday, January 7th is the last day of the regular season.
January 8th, we'll keep an eye on that. But one other thing with that has started is college basketball for the men and the women. And the biggest upset that happened already is LSU, the women, lost to Colorado. So that's going to – I don't want to say that's a upset completely, but I would say that it's not how you expected the first game to go for them.
No, but, I mean, to me, now is the time to lose a game in college basketball if you're going to lose a game. I'd rather lose a game I personally would rather lose a game to a Power 5, to a major conference team, because it doesn't look as bad as, Michigan State and the men losing to JMU, which I know you're going to bring up. That can be a bad loss. That could be a really bad loss down the road. But if you're losing to a – we'll use a football term, Power 5 team. I don't know how bad of a loss that's going to be. Plus, if you lose to a ranked team, like I know Virginia Tech, if I'm not mistaken, is playing Iowa in women's basketball coming up here. Let's say Virginia Tech loses that game. I don't consider that a bad loss.
No. I don't know because, I mean, Caitlin Clark's still there in the way that she is. You're going to start this year. The main reason why I was going to talk about Michigan State losing to James Madison is because in that arena, that's the start of season that they've had in that new arena, or however many years that arena's been there, because the last home loss to start of season was back in 1970.
Well, most teams don't schedule games like that. In the first game, they schedule something that they know they can win. I feel certain that James Madison was, I know we can win this one, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, most of the time you're going to get that that easy game to start with. But let's be honest, Michigan State did not come ready to play in that game, and that's why they're now sitting at 0-1.
Yeah, but I mean, Michigan State lost a game in November that early. When I looked on ESPN, it was 1986 to 1987. They lost by 1 point when he played at Navy. So this is definitely a tour there. And the thing about even though it's uncharted territory.
I don't put a lot of stock into the November losses, to be honest with you, just because I think, don't want to say they're good for the team, but, you know, I think they are better for the team than to have this loss come right after the new year. So I think Michigan State is going to bounce back. But, yeah, you certainly don't schedule game one of the college basketball season without anything in mind but a victory. And, like you said, I mean, to have it at the Breslin Center, no doubt they expected to win. I mean, there's no doubt whatsoever that they expected to win that game. They didn't. Last year, the opening opponent was Northern Arizona at the same arena. They won by 18. They've played just looking at the schedule from last year, in November, they played Gonzaga, Kentucky, Villanova, Alabama, Oregon, all that were, in my opinion, big dogs. Villanova got to the NIT. Kentucky was ranked number 4. When they played them, Gonzaga was ranked number 2. Bama was ranked number 18. So, it's challenging yourself, but a lot of teams are not going to come to the Breslin Center, or, Duke's not going to have a lot of teams come to Cameron, North Carolina to the Dean Dome and vice versa. And, when you schedule these teams, I remember watching a game last year. I think it was Notre Dame and Radford. And Notre Dame scheduled Radford to come in, and Radford almost beat them. So, I think it's overconfidence on one side, and I think some of these teams look at it as, hey, we might never be in this place again.
Yeah.
We may never have this big light on us again. So credit. I mean, props to JMU. 100%.
That is true. I mean, we're going to see what.
And if you're a Duke fan, because JMU's having a great football season too, can't get into a bowl because they're not eligible. But if you're a JMU fan, I think you've got to be elated that you could be, you know, you could be ending the calendar year of 2023 undefeated.
Yeah. Now that is true, and that's why it's going to be to watch and see how that is.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've looked at JMU's schedule, by the way. They have nothing on the schedule that is tough beyond this in terms of a Power 5 conference. I'm not saying they're going undefeated, but at Michigan State, I think, was probably the toughest game they had on the schedule before they get into the league after the first of the year, which is the Sun Belt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That and Bonnie made it to air with hockey and the soccer brackets or tournament. That, sir?
A smidge, not a ton. I know the ACC bracket got really hectic. I want to say it was in soccer where yep. You had the top two or three seeds in the conference tournament losing. So, yeah, it got a little hairy, but, I mean, you know, now this is a time of the season where if you're not playing your best, you want to figure out how can I play my best.
Yeah, because at the women's bracket in a two, they're going to be playing Georgia tomorrow on right. The 10th. Because for on the 10th, the first – games. So we're going to see how that goes. That and because you got women's soccer and field hockey that are both getting ready to have their brackets. Because I want to see what ranking Liberty got for field hockey. Because I know that they were playing, I believe.
Well, they were in the national title game a few years ago.
Liberty is going to play American. So, we're going to see how they are. Because for the for field hockey, they are East Conference.
Right.
So I would say for both tournaments, they should do pretty well. I'm expecting more in field hockey, though, than soccer, truthfully. Right. Just because, well, going against Georgia in soccer, I don't think that's going to be a very easy game. I'm not saying American is going to be an easy game in field hockey, but the field hockey squad, like you said, they were – playing for the title a few years ago, so. But, let's see. Did you already make your picks for the week?
Oh, yes, sir, okay. I did.
Well, I have not, but we can. I'll make mine while we does. We do have some pretty good games for this week.
You're talking to Mr. Second Place.
I know.
Right, six behind Tyler. Two ahead of you, five ahead of Santiago.
The funny thing is, it seems like every time I make my picks, I get a third of them right, and then everything else ends up going the other way.
Oh, I feel you. I mean, I'm not getting the ones right that I could be making up ground on. Because everybody else is getting those other ones. So, yeah, I feel you.
We'll see what happens, though. All right. So, we got on Saturday at noon on ABC, we got Clemson going again. Clemson's a 14.5-point favorite.
You know, it's a weird game. It's a weird game, in my opinion. I personally think everything says Clemson should win. Georgia Tech has been a yo-yo, and it's probably more on the down-yo side than the up-yo side. But with that being said, they're 5-4. Waxed Virginia last week. Beat North Carolina as well. You know, I'm going to go Clemson, though. I think Clemson may have turned the corner with the win over Notre Dame. And, you know, honestly, 14.5, I don't like double digits normally. And if it was another team other than Georgia Tech, I probably would take the other team. But I think Clemson is immensely better than Georgia Tech.
I have Clemson as well. Next game we have is at noon on ESPN, and we have Alabama going into Kentucky. Alabama's a – I got Bama. I don't see Kentucky winning. I don't even really think the game
– I'm the only believer in Bama. Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
All right. I mean, I did pick the game where they did lose to Texas, but, I mean, I can't see Bama, even though Mark Stoops is going to throw another fit. Oh, yeah. We need to get more money so we can try to compete. Because he threw a fit that one time. But, yes, sir, every week you've always said Roll Tide, so.
Alabama, you know, the two opponents I can think of that they played, to when they played Tennessee, well, make it maybe three. I made the cardinal sin of taking Florida over Alabama, which was – or no, I took – that was Georgia. Never mind. I think Alabama – you know, I think Alabama is going to be there with Georgia. I think they're going to give Georgia a game. I think Alabama is a much better team than people give them credit for. I think they might be in the top four. I don't think they're flashy, but I think they do well enough to win. And as you know, Alan, in any level of sport, the only thing you need to do in that game is be better than your opponent. You don't need to be the best team in the week. Better than your opponent, I take Alabama with that. Next one's interesting. I'll let you kick it off.
Noon on Fox, we have Michigan going against Penn State. Michigan's a 4.5. This one's tough.
It's a lot of points for me. It's a lot of points for me. You want me to go first to give you a little more? Give you a few.
Go more ahead this time, just because this one, I do need a few more seconds because I'm trying to think about it. Just because.
Okay.
It is tough.
This is going to be one of those few ones where I pick a team to cover, but I don't pick them to win. I think Penn State is going to cover the 4.5. But I think Michigan squeaks out a win. Offensively, Penn State does not do it for me. They don't.
No. I mean, Drew Aller, he was when he played Ohio State, they thought that he was going to do really well, and unfortunately, he choked. I mean, he didn't have the game that he could have had, and because of that, they lost. I want to see how he does against Michigan. Gets this win. Depending on how the rest of the games go for the week, hypothetically, they could leapfrog from higher. I mean, we'll see.
So you're saying they could leapfrog Ohio State?
It's possible. I mean, I hope not, but it is possible because against Rutgers, but Penn State's kind of the marquee win that they need because who else did they play this year that's been even more than a joke record-wise?
Well, let me pose a question to you. Being the Ohio State fan, I know, but you're an impartial person.
I try to be.
I'll give you credit, but let's state outright you are an Ohio State fan. If Michigan beats Penn State at Penn State, is that a bigger win than Ohio State winning at Notre Dame?
Only because of the record, I'd have to say yes.
I would agree.
If the record didn't matter.
I mean, let's be honest here. Penn State is probably still a contender, albeit a stretch mm-hmm. of one. But they're probably more of a contender for the college football playoff than Notre Dame.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, I would agree. I think it's going to come down to, you know, obviously Michigan-Ohio State is going to be a war. I mean, you know, that one might have more meaning than ever.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that game with my daughter. Next game we have at noon.
Well, you got a few more weeks.
Trust me, we're counting the days down. But 12
noon. Okay, well, you might want to count on wins first. Yeah.
True. 12 noon on FS1, we have Texas Tech going against Kansas. Kansas is a 3 favorite.
Give me Kansas. If it was at Texas Tech, I might say differently, but I'm taking Kansas. I mean, you know, Kansas coming off a big win.
Yep.
I say give me Kansas. I don't think Kansas is, you know, I think they've almost reached their ceiling, so to speak. In terms of, I don't know what else they can
accomplish, you
know, what else they can do. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to get into the playoff, obviously. I mean, they could probably get into a New Year's Six, but yeah, I mean, on the outside looking in for sure. But yeah, give me Kansas, because I think there's going to be an upset in the Big 12 this week, but this is not the one.
Fair enough. Next game, 2:00. We have 3 Arizona against Colorado. Arizona's a 9.5-point favorite. This is a stretch, but
the aura of Coach Prime.
I think Colorado will.
I think Colorado wins and covers.
Okay, I think that. I don't know if they're going to win. Arizona's not looking pretty good, but I think that they'll cover, at least on my end. Now the next game, the rivalry in Florida on ABC. Miami going against Florida State. Florida State's a 14.5-point favorite.
And they will win by more than 14.5. Give me the Noles.
Same. As much as I would like to think Miami's would put up seed against Florida State this year, I really don't.
Nope.
Next game we have 3:30 on ESPN. We have UCF. Oklahoma State is a 2.5-point favorite. Also, let me remind everybody that these picks are – me and Bob just make the picks. We don't do any wages for them. Even though our site does, you can go on our site and look at doing wagers. Me and Bob, we just say these so that we can look at them and see what happens every week.
My own personal pride is being wagered with you and Tyler and San Diego, but I don't have much of that, so it's not like I'm losing that much. Remember how I told you I had an upset coming? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
UCF.
Maybe that'll give me.
No logical reason whatsoever.
Okay. Well, you take them. I'm going to take Oklahoma State just because I think they're still riding that high from beating Oklahoma in the last game of Bedlam. Next game we have 3:30 on CBS, Tennessee against Missouri. Tennessee is a 1.5-point favorite, so it's basically a pick 'em.
Missouri, the team that gets no respect in the SEC because most people probably don't even know they're in the SEC. They still think Missouri's in the Big 12.
That's true.
With that being said, I think Tennessee goes on the road and gets one. I think the Vols need this one. I really do.
They definitely.
They got Georgia coming in, but guess what? You don't want to be playing bad when the Dogs come into town.
Not at all, because then that'll turn into a blowout. And,
you know, teams don't look ahead is what everybody says. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Tennessee is looking ahead, but they know what's coming. And, you know, I don't think you just want to go out and lay the proverbial egg before Georgia comes in, which, by the way, is next week.
Yep. So, game we have after that is 3:30 on Fox, Utah going against Washington.
Who did you pick? Who did you pick?
I picked Tennessee as well.
Okay. Utah and Washington. I didn't mean to interrupt. I think the Huskies make a statement.
Yep. I think they're going to win, yep.
You know, Washington really, since that, I mean, you could argue that they made a statement against USC. I mean, I don't know that I would go that far. But, you know, since beating Oregon, Washington has won by 10 or less in all three games. I think they put a hurting on Utah.
I agree.
I think they have to.
Next game on ESPN, you have Georgia and Ole Miss. Georgia's an 11.5-point favorite.
Who do you think I'm going to pick?
I think you're going to pick Georgia.
You're daggone right. Give me the dogs.
I'm going to pick Ole Miss to cover.
Uh-oh, you're on the lane train.
I didn't say they're going to win, but I think they're going to cover.
Well, you're on the lane train
to cover. A little bit, yeah, just because.
You know, here's the thing. When I watched the old – and this is me being that guy that watches one game and makes snap judgments. Okay. When I watched Ole Miss play Alabama, it was honestly sickening how bad Ole Miss looked. I mean, Ole Miss looked awful. Granted, they beat LSU the last week the next week after Alabama. But since then, they have given up at least 20 points in 3 to 4 games. Georgia's offense is not exactly the juggernaut of the world, but I think it juggers enough this week.
Let's see. Oh, I mean, if so, I'll just keep adding to my list of games I need to come back from. So we'll see.
And, you know, Georgia's been giving up some points. I mean, it's not like they've been shutting people down, too. They've given up ever since their first two piddly games with Tennessee, Martin, and Ball State. Uh-huh. Georgia has given up 20 in most every game, except South Carolina and Kentucky. I think this is one of those where Georgia bears down and Ole Miss does not get 20.
Sure.
And they got Tennessee coming up, too. Earlier I mentioned Tennessee's got Georgia coming up. Well, the other team's got to play that game, too.
And I'm curious to see how it's going to go. So, next game we got is West Virginia against Oklahoma, 7 o'clock on Oklahoma's a 12.5-point favorite.
Give me WVU to cover, but I don't think they win.
Yeah, I think that I agree with you about them covering just because I think Oklahoma – actually, no, I'm going to take Oklahoma outright because I think Oklahoma is going to be ticked off that they got – that they lost to Oklahoma State to end Bedlam. I think they're going to come out in this game and they're going to just rip West Virginia a new one.
Okay, well, hope Oklahoma's mad for the other as well. Because, I mean, Sooners, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, have dropped 2 in a row.
Yeah, because then they lost to
Kansas.
Yep.
Now, both these games have been on the road, so, I mean, I will say that. Oklahoma has not won a game by a extremely large margin, except for that Iowa State game. I want to say Oklahoma, though, did cover against Texas, but the month of October onward has not been kind to the Sooners.
That's true. I mean, we will see. So, think they're going to right the ship for this game. But speaking of train wrecks, next game, 7:30 p.m. on the SEC Network, you have Florida going against LSU. LSU is a 13.5-point favorite. Now,
I've read some of the Florida message boards this week, and I get when you read a message board, you can only learn but so much. But what I have learned is not just the locals, but a lot of people are upset with Billy Napier. Florida, I think, has got to turn it around sooner than later. Not necessarily this year, but I think next year, Florida's got a very good recruiting class. I want to say it's top 10. They need to start winning at some point. I don't think it's this week, though. I got LSU covering.
Because that game that they lost to Arkansas last week, Bob, it wasn't that they lost to Arkansas. It was that they lost at the Swamp. I believe that was Arkansas's. It may have been their first win at the Swamp. Or if it wasn't, it was their first win in a long time. So, I mean, that's
39-36 in overtime. Yeah, I mean, Florida, you know, I mean, it's weird, too, because, you know, Florida beat Tennessee. I think a lot of people thought, okay, here come the Gators. But after the Tennessee loss, or after the Tennessee win, what's the best win on Florida's resume? South Carolina, who they only beat by two? I mean, they got handled by Kentucky. Georgia, I thought, slapped them left and right. I mean, I just – and Florida closes the season with at LSU – at Missouri and Florida State, and they got to win one of those to get bowl eligible.
That is true.
And I don't know which one it is.
I don't think it's this one, though. I don't think it's this one.
I think they better hope that they get Missouri somehow, some way.
I can agree with that. Next game we have Texas going against TCU. Texas is a 9.5-point favorite.
I got TCU covering.
I
don't know if they'll win. I'll probably take Texas to win, but I got TCU covering. I wouldn't be shocked if TCU won.
Yeah. Next game we have ACC Duke going against North Carolina.
What did you have?
I have TCU.
What did you have in Texas TCU?
I have TCU covering as well, just because as much as I would like to say that Texas, I still many years out, even with new quarterback, I know he's done well for them. I think it's going to be a close game because TCU, they're due for a comeback game, or at least a game where they're going to show up and play well. So still don't think they're going to win, but yeah. But the next.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a part of me that thinks because of TCU being 4-5, do you remember what TCU's opening loss was this year? It was Colorado.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm not saying they'd be, you know, unbeaten without it, but to me, I almost wonder how things would have gone if they win that Colorado game. Because if you look at TCU's losses, I mean, they're at West Virginia, at Iowa State, at Kansas State, at Texas Tech. I mean, it's not like they've lost to anybody that's just outright superb. I mean, don't get me wrong. Those are some good football teams. But TCU has not lost to anybody. None of those teams are in the top seven, you know. So you just wonder if that Colorado game had gone differently, where would we be?
That's especially after being in the playoff last year. But
Duke and North Carolina. 10.5 points. Tar Heels are favored.
Yep.
I feel like Duke is one of those buses where the wheels are coming off.
Yeah, Leonard is not in the game. Although I do start punting their kickers out.
Drake May's there.
Yes, he is.
I'm going Carolina.
As much as I'm going Carolina as well, just because without Leonard being there, I don't trust that they're going to be able to keep the game close, unfortunately.
Duke has lost two of their last three, and the game they did win was last week against Wake Forest at home by three. Duke has got Virginia next week, then they close it out with Pitt. Blue Devils are bowl eligible, but you also hear rumors and talk about Elko. Is he going to be at Duke for the long haul?
That's fair. I mean, and so he's got because you had Cutcliffe being there for so long. But since he left.
Yeah, I mean, David Cutcliffe, I think, is probably one of the more underrated coaches there is, too, by the way. I mean, David Cutcliffe is I think he's probably, too, one of these coaches that is really knowledgeable, but I don't know that his X's and O's are really going to get – I don't know that his game coaching is really going to get a lot of love.
True. That's fair.
All right. Oregon and USC, it's 10:30 on Fox, and the Ducks are favored by 14.5 in Eugene.
I went down this road with Tyler many times. I'm not going down this road again, sir. I'm picking the Ducks this time.
Yep. Give me Oregon. Yep.
Now, what's your tiebreaker? How many points?
87.
I got 85.
I got Oregon, like something in the neighborhood of, I forget what I said the score was going to be in my head. I don't doubt USC can score. That's not the question.
It's their defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens with that, but it just, I don't trust it as much. And, well, I looked up a stat today when I was looking at it for Bo Nix. Do you know that he's only thrown his son this year? Only, it was 33.6% have been more than 10 yards. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's having a great year, don't get me wrong, but when you're throwing that much percentage of passes over 10 yards. When you looked at the ranking for him in the whole FBS, he's ranked 120.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I would counter that by saying Oregon's ranked 6.
That's true.
So I think they're going to take the trade off on that without 100%. A doubt. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I would say he's not a Heisman guy for sure. But would I want him on my team with those numbers? To be honest, probably, because they're good numbers. You know, Oregon has not really been in many close games at all, except for the loss. So yeah, it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens with the Ducks, who are still a very good football team, and I think still very much in it for the playoff. 100%.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, we'll definitely see what happens with that. But coming into the home stretch now, we're going to see how the rest of these games go. I do think that my Buckeyes are going to win this week. So that shouldn't be that close of a game, hopefully. But the thing is, even if it is somewhat of a close game for some of the time, when you're watching it, sure, I know that people talk about for Rutgers how we need that pick six to where we got the momentum to win, we won. And that's one thing that people don't always, I guess, really think about. But it's like, if you win, that's something. If you don't win, that's a whole nother story. How the college playoff committee is going to be, they're going to make their picks no matter what. And not everybody's going to like every pick, but live by the sword, die by the sword, especially when it comes to how the it's going to be and which teams don't. I'm thankful we're in right now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. We've got a lot of football left.
I think the next 3 weeks are going to be probably some of the best of the year. I mean, even though we're going to enjoy the championship games, whoever's in them, but still, just watching and how they get to it, just playing it by ear. So that gets us done for today.
Well, let me ask you a question. Ahead. Let me ask you a question. The Michigan-Penn State game this week. In your opinion, is that an elimination game? And what I mean by that is, are they eliminated from the playoff hunt?
If Michigan loses, yes. I think they will be.
So if Michigan loses, you think they're out of the playoff hunt?
I would say they would drop four to...
Ooh. They drop... Big drop. I don't know that I see that much. I think maybe it's tough because, you know, if everybody else wins below them, like the bottom two especially. I mean, Michigan's three right now, right?
Thought they were four.
In the playoff, I believe it's Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, I could see them maybe dropping to maybe to seven, maybe to six. But, I mean, if you lose, you're going to lose to Penn State on the road. I don't know how you can drop them, but so much.
True. I mean, we'll definitely see how it goes.
If Penn State loses, they're out. Two questions to ask. Yeah. Because, I mean, here's the thing. The Big Ten's got the title game going for them. But the downside is on that east side of the Big Ten, you've got Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, all three.
Yeah.
And probably the Big Ten champion or the Big Ten champion of the East is going to play the champion of the West in the title game. So more than likely, they're going to play Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, I think whoever wins the Big Ten East is probably going to be in New Year's Six and probably would not lose the Big Ten title game unless, you know, something really, really weird happened. But we'll see. A lot of football left.
There is. And let's see. I'll check one more time. Yep, you're right. It was Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida. Real quick, let me show you. Let me, on ESPN, I saw something. Let me read it to you real quick, okay? We got two teams' resumes. 9-0. Number two, strength of record. Number three, average win probability. Number three, overall offense in SP plus wins over numbers 4, 17, and 27 in SP plus by a total. That's Team A, okay?
All right.
Here's Team B. 9-0. Number one, strength of record. Average win probability. Number three overall defense in SP plus with wins over number was 5, 10, and 28 plus by a total of 25 points.
Man, you know, I feel like this is a no lose in terms of who you pick. I'll probably go with team two, but I don't know that I'll
exactly.
Lose either way.
Team two was Ohio State. Team one was Washington.
No, I figured I was picking. I figured I was picking a team against Ohio State.
Nope.
Not that that influenced my picking.
But no, that's the resume that they have right there. So,
yeah. Hey, you know, I'm not an Ohio State hater. You can't knock what Ohio State's done so far. They have been absolutely outstanding. You know, I think it all comes down to when they play Michigan. I think the Notre Dame loss, unfortunately, is probably looking – or the Notre Dame win, I should say. I think it's looking – I don't want to say worse and worse, but it's not looking as good as it did when it happened.
True. I mean, the thing that it does help is because it gives us 20 teams in the playoff. So that does help us.
If Notre Dame had beaten Clemson, I think that win is still fairly decent.
100%. 100%, without a doubt.
But for the fact that Notre Dame lost to Clemson, I think that weakens the victory.
It does in some ways. I mean, we're still going to play Evans. But that being said, sir, I think that about gets everything for today for us. Outside of here, how would we do that?
Hit up Twitter, the Sports Buffet.
Sounds like a plan for me. It would be Twitter, Allen F. West, or Instagram and Facebook, Allen.West.46. Well, hopefully computer issues are going to be better next week so that we can make sure we start earlier. But other than that, appreciate the time, sir. This has been the Top 25 Rundown. We will see you next week.